Mitski with Why Didn't You Stop Me, off her album Be the Cowboy, our feature album this week. It's 8:15 though right now here on 2SER Breakfast, and we're going to take a quick change of pace. I'm going to stop ranting about whatever's going on down in Canberra, which is going to be a nice breath of fresh air, I think, quite frankly. Michael Jones is in to run us through what's happening in the world of cinema. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. Nothing's going to stop me this morning. I can't believe I almost got bumped for more speculation on who the orcs are going to choose. I mean, the Nowhere Man or Nosferatu?
Seriously,
when we could be discussing far more important stuff, like we're about to do now.
This is the real stuff. This is what we're here for. I'm ready.
I'm going to start with Book Club.
Book Club.
Book Club.
I thought this was movies.
This stars Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, Diane Keaton, and Mary Steenburgen, playing lifelong friends Vivian, Sharon, Diane, and Carol, all intelligent, successful career women who meet every month to discuss a new book. Hence the title of the film, Book Club. Did I mention that they were all intelligent, successful women? Well, that's what makes it even weirder when Vivian, played by Jane Fonda, decides that they should all read 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
Now, predictably enough, this stirs up long dormant desires amongst the four. For Vivian, it's a real relationship. For Widow Diane, played by Diane Keaton, it's a chance to move on from grief. For Carol, played by Mary Steenburgen, it's a desire to stoke the fires in her husband, if you know what I mean. And for long-term divorcee Sharon, played by Candace Bergen, a chance to get a man, any man.
That's always a good situation when it's just like, any man will do.
Yes, any man will do. And what follows is a pretty much paint-by-numbers ensemble romantic comedy, which will have great appeal to, how do I delicately put this, women of a certain age. Hello, Mum. I'm sure. I think she's listening this morning. Of course, there are lots of nudge, nudge, wink, wink, amusing obstacles to overcome, like their own stubbornness and refusal to compromise. That's Vivian. Overprotective children. That's Diane. Depressed, lost husband.
Whoa.
That's Carol. And of course, fear and incompetence when it comes to online dating. That's Sharon, who can't get a man. Just one thing on the online dating app that's used in this film. There's a major flaw there. The app that Sharon uses, Bumble, actually requires the woman to initiate contact. But in this film, Sharon seems to be contacted by men first. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know how she managed that trickery.
Fact-checking is hard, Michael. You know, this is Hollywood.
I guess, Hollywood magic. Look, there are actually some men in this film too, like Don Johnson, Richard Dreyfuss.
They exist.
And Andy Garcia and Craig T. Nelson. Interestingly enough, all of the male actors except Craig T. Nelson and are younger than the women that they're paired on screen with.
Ooh, see, normally.
Yes, interesting. Interesting turnaround there. But unless you're my mother or her friends who really did love this movie, oh, how they all laughed. This film is the celluloid equivalent of eating a box of Cadbury favourites. It's kind of sickly sweet. You might feel a little bit naughty if you eat the whole box, but ultimately it's unsatisfying. If an older member of your family does drag you along to see this film, just revel in four great actresses, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, Mary Steenburgen and Diane Keaton, making a silk purse out of a sow's ear, or trying to anyway. They are awesome. So much better than the material that they're actually in. But what can I say? Look, in spite of its laziness and cringeworthy recycling of bawdy old jokes, it did make my mother and her friends happy, so writer-director Bill Holderman must be onto something. But I would describe Book Club as anything but a page-turner. Now I want to move on to something far more satisfying than that film.
Are you the target audience for this next one?
I think I could be, even though I lack one essential part of this film. This film's called Leave No Trace. It stars Ben Foster and Thomasin McKenzie. Now, Thomasin's actually a female actor. It's written and directed by Deborah Granick. This was one of the most popular films at the recent Sydney Film Festival. Leave No Trace tells the story of Will. He's a veteran of either Iraq or Afghanistan with PTSD. He's played by Ben Foster. And Tom, strangely named Tom, is his teenage daughter, played by Thomasin McKenzie. They live on the fringes of society. Well, actually, they live so far on the fringes of society that they camp out in a large forested park on the outskirts of Portland, Oregon.
Ooh, that is quite far out of society.
Yeah, until one day, Tom is actually spotted by a jogger. And this, of course, brings child services and the police. And Will and Tom are forced to move into a real house.
Shock horror.
Leave No Trace is a genuinely moving drama. It's about a man struggling to cope with wartime experiences and the death of his wife whilst trying to hold on to a daughter who's starting to get curious about the rest of the world outside the forest and who might also like to put down some roots someday. The slowly emerging conflict between the father and daughter who have differing ideas of finding peace and contentment and maybe even freedom is also at the heart of this film. Tom is, she's still young enough that she does obey her father, but she's starting to question if what's right for him, which is keeping out of sight and the war out of mind, she starts to question if that's actually right for her. Leave No Trace reminded me a little bit of 2016's Captain Fantastic, which starred Viggo Mortensen as another father trying to live off the grid with his kids. That was a great film too, but I guess it was a bit more lighthearted than this pretty intense film. Look, Ben Foster and Thomasin McKenzie, they have great chemistry together as father and daughter. It's easy to believe that they do have a loving bond between them, and they're both such terrific actors that you can also see the tension build slowly between the two throughout the film, even though they never actually argue. It's really quite brilliant performance, especially from young Thomasin McKenzie, who I think is only about 14 or something.
Wow.
She's a great actress. Look, there's a lot more going on in what appears to be a little simple indie drama about a father and a daughter on the run from the authorities. Writer-director Deborah Granik has managed to weave so many more themes into this film, like family values, the plight of veterans in the United States, homelessness, the individual's right to determine their own destiny, and even the destruction of the natural environment by rapidly encroaching urbanisation and even urban decay. And of course, there's a little bit of a coming-of-age tale thrown in there as well. This is a very clever and highly watchable film. There's some beautiful cinematography in there. Leave No Trace will leave its mark on you.
Ooh, thanks, Michael.
Pleasure.